more of Lake Effect on WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke. The Masonic Wonders have been continually performing black gospel music in Milwaukee since 1956, when they formed the group at a local Masonic lodge. Two of the four original members, Charles McCollum and Charles Carter, are still with the quartet, and even the newer members, Sylvester McIntosh and Felix Willis, have been with the group for more than two decades. The group and its backup band has recorded two albums and have played gigs from Summerfest to local churches. Lake Effect's Bonnie North met up with them as they rehearsed at the Newborn Christ Baptist Church at 17th and Center, ahead of a September appearance at Alverno College's Global Union Music Festival.
Maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. My rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Well, it came to Milwaukee in August the 6th, 1956, and it's been going ever since. So this year, September the 21st and 22nd, we'll be celebrating 57 years of singing.
And you're also celebrating by singing at Global Union this year, which I understand is the first time a local Milwaukee group has been asked to perform.
Is that right? Well, we was one of the first groups that sung at the Summerfest. Well, what would that tell?
About 94, 95,
94, 95, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And with this makeup, with all of you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. At the Gospel Fest, yes.
Okay.
It was us. It was us.
So how do you guys all know each other? How did you get together and decide that, you know, I mean, I know, sir, that you started the group, but how did these gentlemen get involved?
Well, one of the members that are deceased now brought Willis, and he brought McIntosh. I brought Carter. So that's the way it goes. This guy has been singing with me for 57 years.
I started singing with him about 2 months after they got started, and I couldn't even sing at all, so they took me in and taught me how to sing. Now I keeps them in line.
Did you know each other in church? Is that how, were you friends? How did that work?
I met him in church. We were going to a church by the name of the Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. At the time it was on 5th and Valete, and that's why I met him. And I asked him about singing and so forth, and I'm gonna sing.
So you lied in church?
I really did. I knew nothing about singing with a group. I couldn't even keep time. So after I got started with them, and it's been a part of my life. I think it kept me straight. It kept me out of jail. I've been singing with them for 57 years, and I've never been in jail. So I think that kind of kept me straight. So I can't give it up now.
What was it about Charles that convinced you to do it, since you didn't know how to sing?
Well, I think I liked the guys when they come by. It was some guys that I just liked. I liked to deal with them, and we'd go out together at night, and I just like brothers. So and then we got started singing, and I said, well, you sound pretty good, so, and every time, and I just like it more and more. So I guess I'm here to stay.
And what about you, gentlemen?
Well, I've been with I'm 34 years. So I met, like you say, I came through Arthur Mitchell, James Mitchell. Through our runner, had a store at the time, so we started coming, and we just got to talking, you know, and the other guy used to, we sat around and sang a little bit inside in the store, and he heard us, so he invited me to come to rehearsal, and I've been there ever since.
So are you the most recent of the four, or is that you?
I've been at 34 years.
Right. So
I'm the youngest.
And how many years for you?
Oh, about 25.
Just a youngster.
Yeah, just a youngster, just beginning.
Yeah, just learning, actually.
And like he said, Brother Mitchell was the one that I was singing previously with another group, and he kept after me to come and sing with them. And after the group that I was with broke up, then I came, you know, and I've been here ever since. I don't have no intentions of going anywhere else with the Masonic Wonders.
What is it about singing like this that keeps you wanting to do it year after year? 57 years is a long time for any kind of a relationship, let alone a creative one where everybody often has different ideas about how things are supposed to go. Is it because this is praise music? Is it because you're doing this in service?
I think
mostly the religious world. That's my you know, outlook on it. The more for religious type thing, socially, you know. Like I said, I enjoy being with the fellas, you know. Got accustomed to being around them.
Then we all are just one.
Yeah.
This is just one. We all decide the same thing. We have to agree. If you don't agree, you're not going to stay together. So we have to agree, and there's no big I's and little U's. We're here, be here to one another. One has got the best idea, that's the way we go. A lot of guys say, hey, you the star. No, we don't have no stars in the group. It's no star here. All of them, if it's a star, all of them are stars, not just one person, you know. We don't believe in that.
All of the arrangements you do all together?
Yes.
And so everybody has to agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's the way any musical group really has to do it. You really have to all feel it. Otherwise, it's not going to show up on stage.
Definitely. See, we can't get up on the stage fighting each other. You know, one want to do this, one want... It can't work that way. We all got to have the same mind. We're all going in the same direction. So that's the way it's got to be. Or don't be nothing.
So what is the direction the Masonic Wonders are going in?
Well, we're trying to go higher heights in the Lord. We did a CD called Higher in the Lord. And that's what we're trying to do. Go higher in the Lord. This man made us, and he knows all about us. And he do all of the honor. He don't owe us nothing. We owe it all to him. So that's the way we see it, you know. We were raised up in church, and the Bible said, train a child while he's young. When he get old, he will not depart from it, you know. So that's what happened to us.
Look like it's working now. For 57 years, we can't turn it loose. For me, it's a ministry to me. And it really kept me straight, and I like singing. And when it's done good, I just love it, regardless of who it is. So we sound good to one another. We don't know what other people think, but we sound all right to ourselves, so that keeps us going.
Well, when it works, you know, it makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck, you know?
Yeah.
And you feel that, and an audience feels that when you feel it.
Yeah. Well, when you're singing, if you can't fit it, it's no use of singing. You know, it's got to be a part of you. You know, you got to feel it. If you can't feel it, you can't look for nobody else to feel it.
Your shadow on the up, Jesus.
So you have one CD, two. Are there plans to do more?
I don't know. I got kind of young now. So I don't know if they push me, I have to obey the group.
Well, you know. Group, what do you think? You have more tunes that should go.
We would like to do one more. We get in, you know, up in age now. At least one more. I wish we could do one more. Yeah, wish we could do one more. At least have some for our grandkids to listen at later.
Are there songs that you would particularly like to put on another album that you haven't recorded yet?
Yeah, we got some songs.
Well, we got a list
and then
of songs.
Yeah, that we could put on an album, yeah. You know. And I know once in a while he'll come up, Charles will come up with something new that's old that I very much enjoy singing. And this guy here, he loves the same. Lord Charles liked the same most of the time. And I enjoy it, and very much, you know, them old songs.
Like
you
what?
Know. Oh, it. What's the last song that you sang for me?
You know what I like to hear you sing. There's so many of them. I can't think of all of them.
Jesus will help me when I need him most. Jesus. Yeah, then Jesus saved my soul. Yeah. Those different songs that we sang. We don't have those on the CD, but we sang songs that we all like, you know. And then if we sang something that don't nobody like, we change it and go somewhere else, come there with something different. You know, everybody have to be satisfied with this, you know, not just one person. It's no just one person thing. This is united group. And, you know, we have to all be satisfied with what we're doing. Other than that, it won't work.
Well, you just did a really interesting version of Amazing Grace. I loved that because I've never heard it done quite that way. Where did that come from? Because you segued beautifully from another hymn into that, but it was so different. I mean, I immediately knew it was Amazing Grace, but it was different.
That was another song that kind of come into that. It's Lonesome Journey from, I think, Charles and Amos.
Yeah, my brother brought that song to the group, and we've been singing it off and on ever since. And so, all right, then we got another way that our brother McIntyre sang it. We sang the Amazing Grace two different ways. So,
give me a little taste of that.
Yes, a little country fire.
Just a little country fire? A
little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
We actually did this one with Steve Cohen and Peter and the band.
Okay.
Steve Cohen put in a harmonica part for us, released it as a single.
Usually this on this song, Charles sings bass on.
Yeah, he does bass.
This is where you actually get to sing the bass.
Yes. It's good.
He can sing.
Oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saves me.
Charles McCollum, Charles Carter, Sylvester McIntosh, and Felix Willis are the vocalists that make up the Masonic Wonders. They spoke with Bonnie North ahead of their concert at the Global Union Festival in September, and you can see photos from the recording session and hear all of the songs at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's all for Tuesday's edition of the show. I'm Mitch Teich. It's so great to have you listening today. I sure hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect from WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock. You know I want